Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. My name's Tesla. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the line ready for transfer. His name is Jeremy McKenzie. That last name is spelled McKenzie. Are you ready for him?
I sure am. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Hello, Mr. McKenzie. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you so much. Are you down in Alabama?
Yes, sir. I am. How about yourself?
I'm in California, but I recognize the area code because I got like four or five aunts that live down that way. So I do recognize the area code. And
Oh, okay.
Mr. McKenzie, I have 334-350-6124. That's your phone number, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, sir, if we should become disconnected, I will immediately call you back from my desk phone, which is a 949 area code, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup claim, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. How are you doing, by the way?
My breathing got a little bit better, but every now and then I have trouble with the breathing still, and
I'm sorry to hear that.
but for the most part, trying to get through everything as best as I can. With the good Lord up above, I feel like he's gonna get us through it.
Well, he's got his arms around you, brother. So, because you're
Yes,
talking to me on the
sir.
phone right now, and I mean, a lot of
That's
folks
right. That's
aren't
right.
that lucky, right? Okay.
Hey, that's true.
Now, just a couple of housekeeping questions. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim on this?
No.
Okay, and I do need to ask it just in a little different way. So, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter or signed documents? That's the most important question. Are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Now, was it you or someone you love that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was me.
Oh, again, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know what subtype they diagnosed you with?
It was B cell
Was it lymphoma?
lymphoma.
Lymphoma, okay. I'm sorry. The good news is that I already know the end of the story that you're doing okay. All right, so that's good. Now, Mr. McKenzie, is that the only diagnosis that you received of NHL, just that one, as if it wasn't enough? In other
Right,
words,
that's the only one.
thank you, sir. And you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
June 10th, 2023.
6/10/23. Thank you for that. So June 10th, 2023. Thank you. That was my next question. So, okay. Now, did you use Roundup at home, work, both? Do you remember?
I was at home.
Okay.
I
So you didn't.
mainly used it. I was at home, mainly used it in the backyard.
You know what? I'm with you 'cause as this conversation goes, you'll see that. Like, I'll skip ahead and I'll give you an example. One of the places I ask you where you use it, but I already know it's going to be like fence line, yard line, curbs, gutters, things like that, right?
Right.
See, you know, I got a lawn. I do. Now, do you still live at the same address where you used it, or is it a different address?
Oh, that's a different address now.
Okay. What is the address where you used Roundup at? Do you remember that one? I did.
I can't remember the address that I was at.
Do you know the street name of it?
No.
Just give me your. It was there in Alabama, right?
Yes, it was here in Alabama.
Was it a previous residence that you had? Okay. It's just the only thing I'm asking is just if you could give me a home address where you used it. So you said you sprayed it at home. So it could be if you do use it at your home
Right.
now, do you use it at your home now? Or did you use it at the home where you live now? Okay. So
No, I didn't use it here.
it was a
Just
previous address.
Yes, it was the previous address.
Yeah, can you give me one of your previous addresses where you might have used Roundup? You don't have to give them all to me if you don't have them all.
362 Freddie Whitten Drive.
Freddie Whitten?
Yeah, Whitten. Whiddon.
Yeah, no, thank you. I forgot the H. Whiddon Drive. Okay, I'll probably find that. Just hang on a second. And we'll put that there in there. And that's one of your previous addresses where you used Roundup, correct?
That's correct.
And that's in Webb, Alabama. Okay. Well,
Yeah,
I see
that's
where you're
correct.
at. My mother was born in Troy. Do you know where that is?
Yes, I do. It's probably like maybe like 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah, pretty close. Most people I ask, even in Alabama, a lot of them have never heard of it. Okay. And this is just a general question. You are going to have my phone number. In fact, I'm going to text it to you. Mr. McKenzie, did you have any friends or n relatives or anybody else that you know of that might have used Roundup that got sick from this?
Not right offhand,
Okay, if
but
so, please give them my name and number, okay?
okay.
Yeah, let me do that while I'm thinking about it. 334. I got a cousin who lives in Montgomery, and he's last I heard of him, he wasn't doing real well. And I talked to another cousin, and he's still with us. But man, I'd really like to get out there, to be honest with you, and see him before
Right.
it's too late.
Yeah, that's right.
Get me some crab claws while I'm out there.
That's right. Hey, love some old crab on about.
I just proved I've been to Alabama. There, I just sent you a text message. That's why I was still in time. Okay, Mr. McKenzie, what was your age when you were diagnosed? Were you between 18 and 79 years old?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a birth certificate? I don't need it right now, but
Yes.
do you have one? Okay, good. And how many years do you think you sprayed Roundup?
Twelve years.
Okay. And throughout that 12 years, you did spray it for more than a total of 10 days. And I don't mean straight, just in all together, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are on a smartphone or cell phone right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go through these next. It's just a list of illnesses. I'm going to go real quick. All I need to hear from you is yes or no. No explanation would be required. So I'll start with any organ transplant.
No.
Hepatitis B,
No.
hepatitis C,
No.
Epstein-Barr,
No.
HIV/AIDS,
No.
autoimmune disease,
No.
lupus.
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No.
And then diabetes mellitus.
No.
And have you had, other than the NHL diagnosis, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, have you had any cancer chemotherapy, any cancer requiring chemotherapy?
Yes, I had a chemo.
Was that for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I had
Okay.
two rounds per
Okay.
month for 4 months.
Okay, I'm gonna note that. But this is, did you get chemo for any other cancer?
No.
Okay, that's the only cancer you had. That's okay, I'm making a note. Thank you. I'm sorry, brother. That's nasty. Okay, so the main injury that we're talking about is NHL. That's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, could you please spell your first name for me?
JERDMY.
JERDMY?
JERDM is in mouse Y.
I got you. I'm a little hard of hearing. That's why I ask you guys to spell it out. And so for Mackenzie, I have capital M, little c, capital K, ENIZE.
ENZIE.
ENZIE. Okay. Oh, that looks better anyways. Thank you. Okay. Now, Mr. McKenzie, is there a suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No, neither one of them.
Okay. Please confirm your gender for me.
A male.
Thank you. Are you married?
Single.
Thank you. And your social security number, please?
420-258415.
Thank you. And your date of birth, young man?
12/08/1986.
When you were a kid, did you think all them presents were all for you for your birthday? I'm teasing. You don't even have to answer that.
I thought every one of them was mine. I wanted all of them anyway.
You sound like me. Now, this next question, there is no right or wrong. And again, I have your date of birth is 12/08/1986, so December 8th of 1986.
That's correct.
Thank you. And there's no right or wrong answer to this next question. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and the cancer that you have? It might have even been the TV ad that we posted. Just how do you think you first learned about it?
It's a TV ad.
Okay, TV ad. And when do you think you saw that ad the first time?
I want to say it was about a year or so ago.
Okay, cool. And again, there is no right or wrong answer on that. They're just because a lot of times people will have had this and they'll tell me, hey, I didn't even put two and two together until I saw the ad. Or they might have saw it on I don't do Instagram, but they might have had it on that or something. So you know what I'm saying? There's no right or wrong. The attorney just wants to know, hey, how did he find out about this?
Right.
So that's it. So how? What's your height? How tall are you?
6'1".
6'1". Hang on a second. This thing just doesn't let me put in a 6 and then 6'1". Okay. And how much do you weigh?
220.
It's a good size, actually. Not too much, not too little.
Right. Yeah.
No, I've got a son that's about, he weighs a little more than you, but now he's got a girl right now, so he'll lighten up. You know what I mean?
Right, it will.
Right. What's your best email there?
My first and last name, 404@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay, hang on a second. McKenzie, 404@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay. So I have JEREMY, McKenzie, McKenzie, 404@yahoo.com.
That's right.
Perfect. And this phone number we're on, 334-350-6124, is that your best number?
Yes, that's my best number.
Perfect. Okay. And this is a cell phone?
Cell phone. Mm-hmm.
And your contact preference, phone, text, or email?
Either one, both.
Okay. And do you have a particular time of day that you like to be contacted?
Best will be after 4.
Okay. I'll put evening because I'm pretty sure these guys are in California, so I'll put evening. And now, again, this is just going to be your best guess. And trust me, I already mentioned I've been to Alabama, and I know there's a lot of weeds there, dude. I do. Okay. So don't be shy on this one. How many times per month do you think you used Roundup?
How many times per month?
Yeah, did you use it once a week, once every other week? I mean, was it part of your routine when you did the yard? I mean, you tell me.
It was like 3 to 4 times a month during the summer.
Okay, and a little less in the winter, right?
Right.
So you probably overall averaged about 3 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
A little less in the summer, a little more. I mean, a little less in the winter, a little more in the summer.
Well, during the summer.
Probably weekly in the summer?
Just 3 to 4 times a month during the summer only.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. And had you been using Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And just again, approximately the date that you started using Roundup, and if you recall, you went up, let me scroll back up. I think you said you used it for about 12 years. So that would have made it around 2012. Is that about right?
Well, 2000, yeah, 2011.
2011. Okay. So I'll just put this month. Well, actually, summer is when you sprayed it. So we'll put the beginning of summer, 2011. Okay. And approximately when did you stop using Roundup? And just your best guess. It could have been when you got sick. It could have been when you got sick.
In May 2023.
Okay. 2023. Thank you. And did you stop using it because of the illness?
Yes.
Okay. Good job. I had one guy tell me yesterday he's still using it.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe it. I wanted to reach through the phone. Are you kidding me?
What the
Yeah, he was in Midwest. It wasn't Alabama. And you already kind of told me you did apply it seasonally. Did you use a sprayer backpack? How did you use it? Or the premix?
I use the spray bottle.
Yeah, that's what I used too. And did you ever use any protective gear?
No, I never used any protective gear.
Everybody always stalls on an answer because they know what the right answer should have been. But thank you for your honesty,
Right.
okay?
Right.
And so this was like a normal residential lot, as we talked about. I told you this question was going to come up. So it was a normal residential lot, and you did the yard line, the fence line, the curbs, the sidewalks, the gutters, anything else?
Yeah, just mainly just.
Okay, sidewalks, curbs, fence line, gutters, garden area too, right?
Right.
Okay, I think I got them all. Okay, and you primarily used it in Alabama, correct?
That's correct.
And you're exposure you already told me was residential, and you were directly exposed through yard work. Is that correct? Okay. Directly exposed through yard work. These aren't pre-filled out answers. I just moving along for you. So I appreciate this. We're almost done too. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you were exposed directly by using it yourself, correct?
That's correct.
So you did personally spray Roundup. Now, this one's a little bit tricky, but how often were you present during the application of Roundup? You can simply say to me, always.
Always.
Thank you. And this is kind of a totaling up. We kind of figured out that out of the summer months, so roughly 6, 7 months a year, you were using Roundup 3 to 4 times a month. So if you take that by your 11 years, that's roughly, let's see, 11, 3 times 6, 18. So that's roughly about 200 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. Now that's my math. How many exposures to Roundup in your lifetime would you say you've had?
Yeah, about 280.
Okay, that's what, kind of what I was figuring. Now, do you live near a well, a water well?
Yes.
Do you get your water from a well?
Yes, it comes from well.
Okay. Has that well been tested that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so it's unknown. And you don't know. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides? You do get hot, but that well water is good water, isn't it? It's better than tap water,
It's
normal.
better than the city water. Yeah,
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yes.
it is. Yeah, I'm old country boy.
Have you ever been exposed to your knowledge? Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you ever been, and you're too young for this next one, I think. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene that you are aware of?
Not that I know of.
Thank you, sir. And the type of Roundup that you use, did you use the concentrate or the premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay, that's yep. And I know that this happened a long time ago. Do you remember? Did you go to Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, HEB? Where did you buy your Roundup most of the time?
I think it was the Lowe's.
Lowe's. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Just whatever's closest to someone's house. Now, you can say no, but do you have any information, or would you be able to obtain any information concerning purchases? And you can say no because of the
No.
age. Okay, thank you. And
No.
so the next question is, do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchase?
No.
Thank you. Most people don't, sir, to be quite honest with you. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Have you ever been a smoker?
Yes.
Okay. And how long would you say you smoked for?
Maybe 2 years.
Oh, good for you for not smoking. Are you currently employed?
Yes, I'm employed.
Okay. Yeah, I smoked for a while too, but I don't. Quit for a long time. You feel better, I'll tell you that.
I mean, I do. Those 2 years I did it, like I always felt tired after a certain point. But now that I
Exactly.
don't, it's like I got a lot of still more energized to do stuff.
You're exactly right. Who do you work for, if you don't mind me asking?
I work for Vertical Cold Storage.
How do you spell that?
Vertical, just like
Oh,
regular vertical,
vertical, vertical. I got it.
VRTICAL.
Cold storage, cold storage. That's like meat and furs and stuff like that.
Yeah, we actually process. We are storage place for the Wayne's Farm, all the chicken plants.
Oh, nice. There it is. Okay. And you work at the one in what city?
Dothan, Alabama.
Okay. Dothan. Haven't heard that one for a while.
Ooh.
And there's also, have you ever been down there to Dauphin Island?
Man, we and the wife, we were talking about going down there, but I know I haven't back yet.
That's where you get the crab claws.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
Crab
they
claws.
have, I know they have them all over, but that's where the good ones are. At Dauphin Island, you go to the
That's
Catalina
it.
restaurant. In fact, I just recently
Catalina
talked.
restaurant.
Yes, sir. Okay, what do you do at Vertical Cold Storage?
I'm a high lift operator.
Operator. Okay, thank you. That's a cool job. All right. Did you ever lose any time from work because of the illness?
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know the dates that you might have missed? Just approximately?
I know I had surgery. I think it was around June 20th, 2023.
Okay. And how long were you off for?
So then I was in the hospital for like 7 to 8 days
Okay, you didn't go right
for the
back to work
treatment.
after that, right?
No, I didn't go right back to work, so I was probably out for, I was out for about a month or so.
Okay. I make a note. 1 month. Okay, cool. Now, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever
I
filed a
should have
dis-
went to the
Yeah, you and me both. Have you ever filed a disability or
military.
workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And have you ever been arrested for anything other than a minor traffic offense or small offense, you know, parking tickets, stuff like that? Ever been convicted? I'm sorry, not arrested, convicted.
No.
And who was your diagnosing physician? We truly are almost done. Who was your diagnosing physician? And I'll help you with this with Google.
He said, who is my diagnosing physician?
Who is your doctor? The guy that told you you have NHL.
Dr. Ajal Patel.
Patel. That's my doctor's name too.
Yes, he's an Indian doctor.
Yeah, they're good doctors though. And
Yeah, they are.
okay, what's his first? Yeah, I don't know if I can find him. That's such a common name. What's his first name?
Dr. Hajel, Hejal.
Okay.
His last name Patel, Patel.
I found him, actually. Dr. Hajal C. Patel in Dothan, Alabama. He's got excellent reviews too, sir. Yeah, let me pull that up. Just copy and paste in. Good job. Good job for you. Did you see other doctors besides Dr. Patel?
Well, just Dr. Patel.
Okay, so he was the diagnosing physician. I got his phone number right here. Cool. And how has this diagnosis affected your life? I mean, you said you were having trouble breathing. I was asking you, how has the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma affected your life? You already mentioned that you have a little trouble breathing here and there. How about stress?
It's stressful.
Anxiety?
I weighed anxiety, a little bit of weight loss.
Oh, yeah.
I used to wake up and have fevers and night sweats,
Wow, that's scary too. Sorry, dude.
chest pains.
Night sweats. Oh, that's because of the stress. Ah, I'm noting all this. Okay, chest pains. You got night sweats, chest pains, weight loss, anxiety and stress, trouble breathing. Okay. Do you have any medical records? Now, you don't have to have them in your possession, but do you know that they exist? Do you know they're there?
Yes, but they're at the hospital.
That's okay. As long as you know they're in existence, that's really what I need to ask. And what was the hospital's name? Where did you go for the hospital?
It was Flowers Hospital.
Flowers. Flowers Hospital, hold on. In Dothan, Alabama. There it is. Wow, they got good reviews too. Most of the times hospitals don't, so good for you. Okay. Now, when you followed up for treatment, did you go to the hospital to see Dr. Patel, or did you go to his facility? Or did you do both?
Both.
That's what I thought. That's why I threw that in there at the last minute. Hang on. Okay. And you kind of mentioned this already. What day were you in the hospital? As best you can remember.
Was June the 20th, 2023?
Thank you, sir. Okay, good. And then just give me one date. So you were in the hospital, you came home, and then you had to go back again for another treatment. Just give me the date of a next treatment, and that's the last date I'm going to ask you.
It was like July the 15th, 2023.
Thank you, sir. July 15th, 2023. And then we do have Dr. Patel. We have Flowers Hospital. Is Dr. Patel is he an oncologist also? He is an oncologist. I don't need to
Yeah, he
ask.
is
I just found
on.
that. It's on his website. Okay. And I'm gonna pull his address again. So that's why you've been to both. Cool. I get it. Sometimes the primary care is different, but not always. Pull this phone number, and I'll be done with that one. And then you already told me that you got chemo, and immunotherapy, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And then what is your address? What's your current address?
My current address?
Yes, sir.
It will be 342
342.
South, South St. Andrew Street, apartment 703. That's Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
There's a lot of Andrew Street, so hang on. There it is. And what'd you say the apartment number was?
703.
Thank you, sir. 703. Gotcha. And that's in Houston County. Perfect. Now, we request an emergency contact. This is in case we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Typically, we would only ask your emergency contact if we can't get a hold of you for a long period of time. So, can you just give me a first name, a phone number, and if they're a friend or family to you?
The first name would be Demetrius. Demetrius.
U.S. I almost had it right. The U is what got me. All right. And what is Demetrius's phone number?
334-405-2340.
And who is Demetrius? Your brother?
Yes, he's my brother.
Good job. Okay. Now, you're actually done. But I do have a little blank spot here. Is there any additional information, any notes that you would like me to share regarding your case? Most of the time, folks leave it blank, but if you have something, I'll gladly put it in for you.
Well, I'll just leave it blank.
Okay. Now, let's do a quick review, and I got to ask you, have you ever signed documents before via DocuSign?
No.
I
Oh,
will.
have I do what now?
Have you ever signed documents ever before via through DocuSign? If not, I'm going to help you.
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. So then you'll know what you're doing. Just put this in. Make sure I got it right. Now, so again, at the beginning of the call, I did tell you I was on a recording line. You did tell me you have not gotten an attorney. Yes, you were the NHL with B lymphatic lymphoma, and you're filing this claim. No, you don't have any other claims. You are alive. It's 6/10 of 23. So June 10th of 23 is when you got your diagnosis, and you sprayed Roundup at home. You used it mostly at 362 Freddie Whitten Road in Webb, Alabama. You were between 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate. You used Roundup for approximately 12 years. Yes, you did spray it for more than 10 years. We are on a smartphone. You are a citizen of the United States. Any family history of cancer that you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And then the injury that we're talking about here, Jeremy, is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You have no suffix. You are a male. You are not married. In other words, you're single. And the last four of your social is 8415. Your birthday is 12/08/1986. You heard about us from a TV ad. You are 6'1", 220 pounds. Very fit man. And let's see what else. Jeremy McKenzie 404 at yahoo.com. 334-350-6124. Approximately four times a month on the Roundup seasonally. Stopped using it about May of 2023. Use a spray bottle, residential, directly. Yes, you get your water from a well. No, it's not been tested. No, you've not been exposed to any herbicides. No, you've not been exposed to benzene. No, you've not been exposed to Agent Orange. Work at Vertical Cold Storage. Dr. Patel, I'm doing the summary. 342 South St. Andrew Street, Dothan, Alabama, apartment 703, Demetrius. Okay, it's good. Hang on a sec. And it's doing its thing now. It does its own little quick check. It looks like you are good. So, go get my DocuSign right here. Now, what happens from here is I did send you one text message, but I'm going to send you another text message, and that's actually going to be from your attorney. He's going to reach out to you typically within 48 hours or so. Let's see, today's Wednesday. So what will happen then? You're actually going to fill out the thing right now. Well, not, all you got to do is sign it, and then you'll be in the claim, but he'll review it with you. You will get to speak to them as well. So I'm working on that right now. Hang on a second. Let me send it to you. Make sure it's all looking good. I got the document. Okay. Just make sure that apartment shows up. Just want to make sure the apartment number shows up, sir, so please bear with me. There it is. There it is. Apartment 703. Okay, good. Okay, good. All right. This is going to come both to your email as well as your text. You only need to do it once, but I just sent you a text message. Randall Reese, do you see that?
Yeah, I see it.
Go ahead and click on that. And the first thing it's going to ask you to do is consent to relieve information electronically from me. And just follow the prompts. Everything's in yellow that it's going to ask you to do.
Okay.
So just, if I'm right here, if you've got any questions, just follow along. Hit the yellow. It is going to ask you to make a signature unless DocuSign remembers you. It may. Sometimes it does.
Okay. It'll say, please review and act on these documents.
And then hit continue.
Okay.
Now, what do you see on your screen? Do you see get started?
All right, yep, I see it say select start to begin.
Let's go ahead and select start.
Okay.
And then what do you see on the screen?
Say sign.
Yeah. Is
sign here?
Yeah, go ahead and touch the yellow that you see.
Okay.
A box may pop up asking you to make a signature. Did it?
What's up? Yeah, I see it.
Okay, go ahead and make a signature, and then you're going to want to hit adopt and sign. So go ahead and make, do your best. I know it's not a whole lot of room.
All right. All right.
Adopt and sign, and then hit continue.
Okay. And I see another spot where it says sign.
Just touch it. You won't have to keep making signatures. It may ask you for an initial, but you won't have to keep making signatures. And then just keep going in the yellow, and then the last one's going to say complete. And then I want to tell you, when it gets to the end, you don't need to download the app to get the document. We deposit it into your email immediately. In fact, before you're even off the phone,
right.
So you don't have to do. They're going to try to get. It's a marketing thing. DocuSign's going to try to get you to download their app. You do not need to do that. So just keep hitting the yellow marks where it says sign here or start and continue. You already did it. I got a notice. You finished it. So thank you. Let me take a look at it. Good job. You have done it before. I can tell. Good job. Let me take a look at it real quick. And did you have any questions, by the way?
No, you said, and who will be getting in touch with me again?
I'm going to send you this name. It's 84 is the abbreviation, but the name of the firm is Pulaski, 909-906-3862. You don't need to write that down. I just sent you a text message. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's looking good. It is looking good. Let me just make
sure. All right, set the end and say you're done signing. Yep. I hit continue.
No, you don't, that'll just try to get you to download the thing. That's all.
I see what you're saying now.
Right, so you don't have to do that. So the attorney information is also, it's Lexitas or Pulaski. It's also on your request to get your medical records that we have on there. So that's part of what you just signed. So wait till you talk to the attorney. If you happen to go to the hospital, you could grab them. But you don't, at this point, unless they tell you to, you don't need to make a special trip, okay?
Okay.
Okay, if you don't have any questions, then we're all done.
Alrighty, so yeah, I got the 84
Pulaski. Right.
Pulaski
The top,
number.
yeah, the top one is me, Randy Reese. And that number that's there is directly to my desk. So if you have any additional questions or if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about it or just anything, you know how to get a hold of me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So listen, it's been a pleasure talking with you and just hang in there. You will hear from the attorneys. You know what? If it gets to be like Tuesday or Wednesday of next week and you haven't heard anything, shoot me a text, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And if I made any mistakes, I will be calling you back shortly. Okay.
All righty.
Okay. So if that's it, we're all done.
All right. Appreciate it. You have a good day, man.
You too. Nice talking with you. Pleasure meeting with you. Roll Tide, brother.
Oh, no,
All
not
right.
Roll Tide.
Let me go back then. I always say that because 99% of the people in Alabama are Roll Tide, but I got to be honest with you. My cousin played with Bo Jackson for Auburn.
Oh, okay.
So I honestly, in my heart, it's go Tigers. All right. But
Well, I love it.
I've gotten
Because
crap.
actually, my stepbrother, man, he played for Alabama as well. His name was Robert Stewart.
Oh, really? Did he go on to
Yes,
pro? Did he
Robert
go
Stewart.
play pros?
No, he didn't never play pro. He got out and then he started coaching arena football, but then
Oh.
he ended up getting sick real bad, and
Oh.
before he let the family know what was going on, he ended up passing away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that because men are too proud sometimes when it comes to stuff like that. They really
Yeah,
are.
we
I
are.
know that. My cousin ended up playing, he was center for the Eagles, but I don't even think you were, well, you were born, but you're just a little kid. And he went from Auburn to there.
Right.
Right. But I just talked to him recently. He's doing fine. But man, that sure
Okay,
takes it
that's
out of you.
good.
It takes it out of you, though, man, I swear. So
Yeah, it is.
it is. But all right. So how about this? Go Tigers.
We got the same color almost, but not
Oh,
quite
almost.
Tigers. My mom is a Tiger fan.
Well, okay.
Florida Gators.
Oh, good job. I like them too. That's where Gatorade was invented. I know the story. All
That's right.
right. Hey, listen, man. Pleasure talking with you, okay? And I'll root for the Gators unless they're playing the Tigers. How's that?
That's right. That'll okay. That'll work.
All right. You have a good day, brother, okay?
Yes, sir. You do the
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
same. Oh.